South Pound King.
Love Hope Radio.
The greatest of all time on air. What's up, everybody? Yeah, I'm supposed to be answering a boxing questionnaire for a fan. Now, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to my wife, Daria. I love you, baby. See you soon in 2 weeks. My wife says she'll be listening to today's radio. She wakes up. She's sleeping right now. Talk to her all day long. We're in different time zone out there in Ukraine. 2 weeks exactly. I'm letting all my fans know I will be in Ukraine with my wife. Yes, next week we get in the house. So that's big time, man. But here we go. Get the questions. Yeah, the last victory I posted on YouTube, man, I beat that motherfucker's ass, man. And the thing is, that wasn't everything, what you saw. It was not everything, man. I punched him 2 more times. Alright. Here you go, champ. What do you like most about being a GOAT? I mean, that's... Everybody wants to be the GOAT, man. You know, like... I can't even explain how great a feeling it is. I'm the best boxer on the planet. Not just that, but I'm the best boxer of all time. Because what I'm doing right now, nobody's ever done it before me, and no fucking way in hell is somebody ever going to do it after me. Like, yeah, no way. So, well, what's it feel like? It feels, surreal. It feels like, you know, 2 words to describe it best. I'd say supernatural phenomena. You know, in modern day that we live in today. That's how it feels. And the punching power, the speed, the size of opponents that I go up against, which is what really pisses me off about this Mayweather Pacquiao, this Klitschko bullshit, you know. See, the thing is, Klitschko is a heavyweight himself, and he fights other slow, shitty heavyweights. But what if Klitschko was my size? Yeah, would he beat Jules Waller? Would he punch him? Man, he can't beat Deontay Wilder and Jules Waller what he weighs now. Imagine he was 160, and Klitschko fought Jules Waller and Deontay and all these big-ass motherfuckers. Gonzalez has the power, you know what I mean? He put one on Klitschko, Klitschko go to sleep. If Deontay Wilder landed a hook on Klitschko, Klitschko go to sleep. Jules Waller hooked Klitschko in the jaw, this is it. Klitschko's going to sleep. Charlie Zone up hooked Klitschko in the jaw, Klitschko's going in the fucking grave, man. They closed his casket. That's it. You're not going to hear from him anymore. But anyways, back to question two. I mean, starting question two. How many fights do you think you are able to win in a row, like a B fighters, for example, welterweight division? Dude, I knock out heavyweights. I stop heavyweights on video. Welterweight is way too small for me, man. That's just like, okay, I can physically, I'm strong enough to like paralyze, cripple a heavyweight boxer, a pro heavyweight boxer in the ring. If you put in a guy like Floyd Mayweather size against me and I go full out, I can physically, I can God forbid, like, kill them in the ring, bro. They're too small, man. And I'm a superhuman fighter. I got that punching power. You see, yeah, like, okay, yeah, natural power, but it's not just natural. It's fucking supernatural. It's superhuman power. You know what I mean? When this shit lands full force, I'm telling you, go watch when I beat Derek the Jet, because his fucking jaw snapped and I had bigger gloves on. The guy had a 140-pound weight disparity. He had smaller gloves on. Those gloves that he had on were smaller than my gloves. They put bigger gloves on me, and I still broke his fucking jaw. So he had a weight, height advantage, reach advantage, and he had smaller gloves, and I still broke his jaw. Gonzalez, 100-pound weight disparity, broke his jaw. So there, yeah, I mean, come on. I only fight heavyweights, and then the people that are not heavyweights, they're like 190 or 180. You know, I mean, they're big. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy guy that by the liquor store that you know, he got himself killed. That was about 150, 160, and tried to fight me. I punched him so hard, the fucking ambulance picked him up. You understand? He couldn't lift himself up. He was knocked out cold. God knows what the fuck happened to him. You know, I didn't kill him or nothing, but I knocked him out cold. He was unconscious. The ambulance, they put him in the fucking gurney. They took him away. So that's what I mean. It's best for me to stick to fighting heavyweights. And you know, they're telling me kind of, you know, saying, yeah, Charlie, you beat DeJean. You won the fight. But you looked a little lackluster in there. You weren't your best. You know, maybe you should stick to fighting, you know, guys your own size. I'm like, wait a minute. You need to shut the fuck up. You don't know nothing about your boxing. Boom. What do I do after that? Looking at me, heavyweights. I destroyed. I beat Gilles Zavala. Better, obviously, better, well, more known opponent than DeJean. Better opponent, stronger, bigger, tougher. I crushed him. Out spectacular that fight. That was just, you know, phenomenal win. It was Gilles Zavala. So, K1, heavyweight, was about 250 pounds. Beat him with ease. You know what I'm saying? Gonzalez, 260 pounds. Yeah, I was like, what, 6'3", 6'4"? You know, huge motherfucker, man. I just bombed on this guy. And going back to the question, Charlie, how can we fight on these huge heavyweights? Now, you know how I can. Because I fucking destroyed him. God put me on this earth to destroy him. I'm the fucking GOAT, man. The greatest of all time. That's why I fight heavyweights. Question 3, from your opponents, who you didn't like most because of their boxing style? Well, I can answer that question in two different versions. I can answer who I didn't like the most. Well, that's a tough one because I beat down a lot of assholes. So, but I know what you mean. Whose style I didn't like? I got to say Southpaw still. The guy I beat this January this year. The black guy that was, you know, being slick and shit. Thought he could take me, and then I showed him who the superior boxer is when I hit him with that jab. But look, I mean, I can knock anybody out. I'm half pound number one, but Southpaw still, he had good head movement. You know, put it like this, he was like, if him and Kevin Luka fought, you know, Kevin Luka was a very good fighter, good defensively, but Kevin Luka, you know. Okay, he would knock Kevin Luka the fuck out, that's for sure. You know, he gave the GOAT, I'm not going to say he gave me trouble, but, you know, I was beating his ass, and he landed a lucky punch, or knocked down, and got back up, and I kept fucking him up on points. I won a unanimous decision against Southpaw. So, one second. Hold on. Yeah, basically, every time, I'm Southpaw and I'm Orthodox. It's not because he's Southpaw, no. For me, I don't care whether you're left-handed, right-handed. I don't care. I'd knock you out the same way. It does not matter for me. It wasn't because he was a Southpaw. It was because he was a Southpaw Phil. He was just kind of awkward. I don't know. It was just, I don't know how to explain it. Just, you know, I mean, I fought him, you know what I mean? I beat him. I connected on his body with that last jab. You know what I'm saying? I beat him. I've seen him after. He even admitted defeat and everything, but he was just kind of awkward. But I guarantee you, if we were to have a rematch, I'll catch him on the dot, and I'll put him this way. Because I already fought him. I know he fights like, you know what I mean? The key to beating him, fighters like that, you know, fast head movement, guy has power, he has, you know, good speed. You know what I'm saying? His defense is probably his best weapon. His offense is defense, you know, therefore, and my offense is just relentless, and all I got to do is just keep throwing, and eventually I'm bound to catch him, but, you know, I wasn't meant to knock him out that day, but I was definitely meant to beat him, definitely destined to beat him, and I beat him in style, and beat everybody else in style. But yeah, definitely an underrated boxer, Southpaw Phil, 175-pounder. Talking a guy who definitely put Mayweather Jr. to sleep. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a fraud. What was your most destructive victory? I mean, you have to give me a chance to go look at my record, man. That's, I mean, my most destructive. Well, I'd say when I put the guy in the gurney. I mean, well, if you're talking in the ring, probably when I knocked down there with a senior, or when I beat Derek the Giant. Well, look, I don't know. What's the question? What's my best victory or my most destructive victory? Yeah, well, when I knocked out Hood Worm, this black gangbanger with a hoodie came up, started asking me what kind of belts are those, and, you know, what kind of shirt are you wearing, and said, goat on it. And he basically started asking questions, and I told him I'm the champ. He gave me attitude. He's like, you the champ? He's like, I used to fight too, man. So basically, he was challenging me, and I'm just buying him a bottle of water. I told him, I'm like, dude, you don't want none of this, man. I'm like, I just beat Derek the Giant, man. He's like, who's Derek the Giant, man? He's like, you should have seen who I fought, man. He tells me, right? I tell the corner, I'm like, yo, man, hold my fucking water bottle. I was about to buy the water. I'm like, I'm going to take care of this corner real quick, man. This motherfucker, I put the water bottle, like, right by the store counter or whatever in the front. I come outside, I put my belt down. This son of a bitch waiting for me. With his fist rolled up, I come up to him, hands down, with my hands down. I strike this guy with a left hook, 33, 2012, December 11, close to midnight. Like, a little over, 11, like, after 11 o'clock, it was almost midnight. I punched this motherfucker. Dude, people were yelling, screaming. Fatburger, Astroburger, the fucking fast food emptied out. I'm like, no, I'm serious. Some people ran across the street. They saw me punch him. Civilians got scared. They were just going crazy. And no cops were called because it was justifiable self-defense. And everybody saw him come up to me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows who the fuck I am. Charlie Zonoff, world champion boxer, man. You know, yeah, I got some history of me fighting on the street. You know, I got history of me being in jail. You know what I'm saying? But, and that was actually after jail. That was at the end of 2012, man. Yeah, I know, but the thing is, that was unavoidable. The dude challenged me to fight. You know, there's no way the champ's going to back down. And he was, like, not me with the junior size. You know, he got knocked out really bad, really cold. Man. Like, he was sleeping. I'll do the same to me with a junior. And that's why the motherfucker's avoiding me. He knows that, you know, Floyd knows that I put him to sleep. And he'll never be able to talk again when he wakes up. Once he wakes up, he knows that this is it. He enters the real world now. And that's why he doesn't want to fight me. That's why he'd rather play it safe and, you know, keep going in against these guys that weigh 147 pounds, 140, 154 tops, once a year. You know, collect his WWE money, show it off, say he's rich, and go in his Maybach, drive away. That's Floyd Mayweather, fake. Charlie Zonoff, knockout, knockout, knockout. Break his jaw, break everyone's jaw, break his face. Real champion, Charlie Zonoff, icon. Boxing icon, the greatest of all time, a true ambassador in the sport of boxing. That's who Charlie Zonoff is. A true role model. The kids, stud, Charlie Zonoff, the greatest. Haters, delusional. Hear me? That's right. Mayweather Jr., Deontay Wilder, fake. Deontay Wilder, delusional. Got TKO, tells the whole world that he knocked me out. Dude, he got fucking smashed in the face in the ring. And your back of the head fucking knockdown bullshit punch. What the fuck? You're trying to say that stands out more than my actual fucking left hook that nearly separated your head from your head from your fucking shoulders, man? Come on, dude. Now, Five, why do you think it's you who happen to be the best fighter of all time? Well, you're going to have to ask that question to God, man. God chose me. I am the chosen one with a Z, Charlie Z. Number one, P for P. you know, I thank God every day. I'm a very strong believer in Jesus Christ. You know, all hail the Lord. And there can only be one God, and that's Jesus Christ. And fuck all the atheists. And, you know, listen, that's the crazy thing about it. That, you know, this is not really about religion here, but people that are atheists, what they're missing is that God created them too, and they're not believing in God. But, you know what I'm saying? And people that believe in the devil, well, they burn in hell. They burn in hell when it's all said and done with them. No matter what they do in this lifetime, they're going to hell. You know what I mean? Fuck the devil, man. Jesus Christ, number one. But, let's see. Oh, yeah. Why do I think God chose me? Like I said, why do I think I'm the best fighter? You're asking me, like, why do I think it's me? Like, why me? I don't know. I'm just fortunate. Ever since, before I even laced up gloves, I used to bare knuckle. It was always in me. You know, I always had it in me. Even when I was a kid, I always had it in me. You know what I'm saying? And, I left high school when I was, 16. And I just told myself it's time to throw some hands. You know, school, this is not. This ain't for me, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to take them to school, man. Anyway. And, cool like this. I had a lot of doubters. I mean, everybody has doubters, but doubters, not a doubters that I had. I mean, people, you haven't seen everything yet, man. Yeah, you people seen how many people I've proven wrong in the internet. Those are crazy delusional naysayers, haters, non-believers. These guys are mentally ill. I mean, yeah, you prove them wrong. You post a video of me fucking somebody up. Like, I'm gonna post a video of me fucking up a heavyweight, another heavyweight, then another heavyweight, then 10, 20, 30, 40 heavyweights. Yeah, they're gonna shut up for about a month, then they're going to talk shit the next month. You know what I mean? These people are sick in the head. They're on some serious meds and some fucking, yeah, you know, I'm not joking. They are. These are sick people. Come on, sit on the internet. I'm going to be with my wife in 2 weeks, you know, living with my wife, you know. These people are still going to be on the internet by themselves, man, in their basement. You know what I mean? But, yeah, and there was a point in time after I knocked out Andrew Harley, that was it. I told everybody. I said, I started making videos because I was hitting the bag so hard. The power was so extreme that I told myself, wait a minute, I'm not just going to knock Andrew Harley out. I can knock out Vladimir Klitschko with this power. I can knock out Deontay Wilder, and I did. I TKO'd Deontay Wilder. I can knock out any man, not just a boxer. I can knock out anybody with this power. And I did. Boxer, MMA fighter. Look how many MMA fighters I beat. Fine, I did a knockout too as well, but who won the fight, though? I outboxed him. I didn't even get hit. The flawless head, stellar head work. World-class boxing ability, I mean, the movement, you know, the lateral movement, in and out, boom. Hit him, move out the way, hit him, move out the way, hit him, move out the way. The motherfucker he was lost, man. That's what I say. He looked like a lost fucking puppy, man. All his fucking bald tattoos and his fucking, you know, Mexican thug style fucking, you know, orale, all that fucking, you know, that all that shit went out the window, man. And Charlie Zeno started punching him. And I wonder how that piece of shit from ESB Bazooka feels, man, when he watches me beat Jill's ball, man. Those jabs are like Bazooka's motherfucker. Yeah, Bazooka's some delusional bot from EastsideBoxing.com. 78-0, bitch. Told you from day one, son. Yeah, Jill's ball, man. Sure you enjoy watching that fight, man. Yeah, that guy's like fucking 5 Miguel Cotto's put together, you fucking retard. All right, now, Oh, did you deserve it? Or how did it happen? Oh, you bet I deserved it, man. And that means a lot of thanks to that. I believe I got time to cover it all if I answered every question quickly. Yeah, I mean, listen, the motherfuckers, I knocked out. I mean, do I deserve it now, or in general? I always deserve it, man. Look at the reward God gave me, man. My wife, former supermodel. Hottest girl ever, best girl ever, period. 7 months together now. I mean, thing is, fighting and winning with a broken finger. Fuck yeah, man. Damn right I deserve it, man. Your stature. Charlie's on it. But you know what? I still feel unappreciated, man. No matter, I mean, yeah, I signed a lot of autographs, man. I won so many fights, man. I got people to view my shit, shake my hand and say, champ, man, you're the best, man. You're the greatest, man. I've had real people in real life at the Grove, man. They put number one pound for pound. I'm not talking about these bots that say, yeah, Charlie, you're the greatest. And they go on the internet and they go and talk shit from different screen names. And then they say to themselves, oh, come on, we're not really supporting him. We want him to lose, you know. No, I've had real life fans actually come up to me and say, Charlie, you're the greatest, man. Enjoy watching you on YouTube, man. You're the best fighter. You make these TV fucking clowns look like fools, man. Make these TV fighters. Like I said, my last fight, I make 80s Mike Tyson look like a guy from the Tough Man contest, man. What do I do, man? Look how fast I am, man. Look at how hard I hit. Yeah, Jules Waller and K1 heavyweight, 250-pounder, that guy would knock Tyson the fuck out of off. They fought now, he'd put Tyson to sleep. Mansfield, yeah, he'd put Tyson to sleep without a doubt, man. Tyson is not a name, man. He thinks he's a name. He like, spread this propaganda that he's this big name. Big names don't lose to Kevin McBride, man. Or Danny Williams, man. I would never lose to those guys, man. Yeah, you can't. If you're a great fighter, you're not going to lose. No matter what age you are, you're not going to lose to shitty comp like that. I would murder Mike Tyson. It would not be close. I would beat him to the punch, and I would eventually hit him so hard that he'd get knocked out. And he would basically, I'd introduce Mike Tyson to a different level of boxing, a league that he did. Custom model I've never taught it before. A whole different league. What's your strongest punch? Do you have any special punch or combo? My strongest punch, I'd say it's overhand right. Or the left hook. Well, I hit muscle head with a left hook and knocked him out cold. Hood on left hook, knocked him out cold. You know what? Left and right hook, same power. So it would seriously be unfair for me to say right over. Either the overhand, right or left. Yeah. Tie, totally a tie. No, because the power and the speed is identical there. You have any special combos? Hey, you know the Killer Six, man? Hit Vasquez with that shit, man. Motherfucker didn't know what hit him, man. You know what fucking hit him. Six punches in half a second, man. Half a second. 0.5, blink of an eye. That's speed of light type shit. That's like fucking, that's like defying the law of physics right there, man. What scientist would have ever predicted that there would be a boxer as strong as fast as Charlie Zelenoff? Nobody. I know science and all that. Okay, but I'm just saying, who would have predicted? It's human evolution, man. That's what it is. And Charlie Zelenoff grist. That's why no man can beat him, no matter how strong they are. I'm the strongest. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. Who would you like to have rematch from your previous best opponents in the future? Best opponents. Let's see. Well, listen, South also was one of the best opponents, but I destroyed. I challenged him to rematch. He said no. And, see, Dijon, no, by hell no, he's not best point. He's a joke. Dude, go watch when I punched Dijon in the head three times, man. This guy's legs were, well, he was on wobbly legs, holding on for dear life, trying to get me in that Muay Thai hold, and I was just punching the shit out of him. Bop, bop, bop. I just wrecked him. And he had to push me against the bench press, and all his boys there. Who from my team was there? Two people? And they were holding the camera? Yeah, but he had a whole posse there talking shit. But how come when I was out boxing him in the ring, it was quiet? Because he was losing. You know what I'm saying? Every time he'd throw like some pussy punch, even when Dijon landed, I took and kept out boxing him, man. The ring generalship. Even on my worst day, like maybe not my worst day, but even on like a mediocre day, I still beat his ass. Yeah, I would want to rematch Dijon and knock him out. But the thing is, I'm so much better now. I'm fighting so much more often now. I got so much more experience. It's just I would literally go in there like a fucking lion that hasn't ate food in a year. I would rip him in shreds. I would literally. I would break bones for real, you know, not like fake John Bones Jones, yeah, he's fake, he's on steroids, I'm talking, I'd break bones for real, motherfucker, if I was to fight Dijon Daniels again, I would kill that motherfucker, the hatred I have towards him, I beat him once, a rematch, I'd kill him, it wouldn't, he was not close the first time, the three-piece in the head. How's that close? I'm punching him in the head and he's holding on. That's not close. That's me beating the shit out of him. I'm saying this time, he wouldn't be holding on. He would get knocked out. That's it. He tries to grab me. I'm sidestepping. Boom. Haymaker. Nap time, son. Fucking idiot, man. Hit him so fucking hard. He'll fly back to Netherlands, man, wherever he's from. They say he's from Netherlands. So EJ said, EJ is a fucking retard, just saying, Dijon, do you think you can beat Pacquiao and Mayweather in a single fight on decision or KO, TKO, both of them? Oh, you mean in the same day? Well, no shit, I can beat Pacquiao and Mayweather. That's a stupid question. Everybody knows I can beat Pacquiao and Mayweather. Oh, if I could beat them both in the same day. I beat a K-1 heavyweight, and I beat that Street Fighter heavyweight in the same day. I'm beating heavyweights. That K-1 heavyweight in Mansfield, he would knock out Mayweather and Pacquiao. I beat him in 5 seconds. Yeah, the EFC guy was like 185. He's bigger than me, Mayweather and Pacquiao. He would beat Mayweather and Pacquiao. I crushed that guy. I hit him 10 times in the head. I stopped him on video. Yeah, Mayweather and Pacquiao, not easily on. Both of them same night. Put them to sleep. They're too small, man. These guys would not be able to take my power. My stamina, I haven't smoked in like 10 months. We're going to go over time. I haven't drank alcohol in 10 months. I've been sober for 10 months. I've just been boxing, man. Just living and breathing the sport that I conquered, man. Yeah, I mean, if I was able to TKO Deontay Wilder without training for that fight, I'd definitely knock out Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao in the same night. Them clowns, they're not in my league, man. They're amateurs compared to me, just complete amateurs. Yeah, like, let me tell you something. Like, these trolls, they'll watch Mayweather Pacquiao. These are like, these people are sick, you know what I'm saying? Real fight fans know I'm the best, and they would disregard me with a Pacquiao because nobody's going to follow two fake fighters trying to hype a fight for like over a decade. And whether they fight or not in the future, it's ridiculous. You're like, well, okay, so all this time that they didn't fight, what was I doing? beating better opponents, beating heavyweights, Vasquez, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, Gonzalez, Jules Zavala, all these heavyweights that I beat. Yeah, we didn't have any fucking trouble signing any contracts or taking nobody what blood test, what did, none of that bullshit. This is real combat. This is real boxing. This is the underground. This is real fighting. This is, you know, win or go home, motherfucker. This is win or take all. Yeah, but Mayweather and Pacquiao, it's all about the money. They're actors. We fight here in underground. We fight for private. You see what happens to the mainstream fighters. I've been getting a lot of mainstream fighters this year, last year, you know, the year before. But 2014, 2015, yeah, man, I've kicked shit out of a lot of mainstream fighters from television, from national television. I've beaten a lot of mainstream fighters. And apparently the mainstream networks are not happy about it because they're giving me a lot of disrespectful shout-outs. And guys like Teddy Atlas, Nita Sikh, psychiatric help. Teddy, man, you don't know anything about your boxing. You type in Charlie Zelenoff, number one half pound in the world, Charlie Zelenoff, TKOs, or fucks up, 205-pounder. Yeah, go watch that fight. See the way I hit him with that left hook, and then I jabbed him. And then off, I jabbed him. The guy nearly got knocked out from my jab. Before, Larry Holmes is a joke. He does not have the best jab in boxing. I do, and I would kill Larry Holmes. Another thing, off video, I landed a hook on him. And then I hit him again in the face and made him quit. Very normal. So, yeah, the underground is it's a lot more rough, tough. You know, it's just, this is the actual real pros, the real pro box. You know what I mean? And this era continues to grow, you know what I'm saying? It's just like outshines mainstream boxing. See, like, there was a big misconception. It was like, they were saying, like, boxing is boxing dead, boxing dead. Boxing was never dead. Boxing is more alive than ever. Mainstream boxing is dead. Mainstream sports are dead because all these clowns fight once a year. They're all on steroids. Yeah, the people that continue to hold on to this shit and they're not letting go and they're like, oh no, I'm going to keep watching this bullshit. Yeah, these are my haters that I expose every fucking day, every fucking month, posting videos of me crushing my opposition, right? But a real person, like an actual normal person would, you know, watch this shit and be like, okay, well, this stuff, this Mayweather, Tyson, Ali, Holyfield, this bullshit on TV, this stuff is real or not. You guys are not, you shitty fighters. If you're real fighters, you fight more than once, twice, three times a year. Charlie Zelenoff, 23 wins in 1 year. Please explain that. 23 wins in 1 year last year. 7 wins in 2015, we're only in March, 4 wins in 1 month, in January, 4 wins, no forfeits, son, forfeits don't count anymore, Southpaw Phil, jiu-jitsu guy, very next day, UFC TV fighter, black gangster, bam, 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 4 motherfuckers in 1 month, next month, Jacob, boom, haymaker, stopped him, next month, K1 gets a shot. I mean, UFC, HBO, EFC, Tough Enough, Showtime, Joketime, ESPN, they all lost, right? Now K1 gets a shot. Bare Knuckle Street Fighter. This motherfucker said he real fighter, like teardrop. Bare Knuckle Street Fighter, but I did him on video. Fuck this shit up. Dude couldn't land anything on him. I hit him 4 times, maybe even 5 times, but it's arguable in 034 if I landed on his shoulder punches don't count. It's arguable if I landed on his chest, like the heart area. The heart area would be a chest shot. So if I landed that, that's sitting in that 5-1. Point is, I hit him with 4 head shots, 2 on video, 2 off video. Yeah, so I'm the best, and I'm 78-0, 22 wins till 100 now. And once I do it, it'll go down in history as, like I said, supernatural phenomena that will never, ever be surpassed, because I'm never going to be dethroned. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Boxrec. Before I beat Deontay Wilder, I beat Boxrec. When I beat Derek the Giant, yeah, oh, and if I was to say what was my best win of all time, in boxing out of all 78? Yeah, when I beat Derek the Jet. The speed. I mean, the ring generalship, the jab, the hooks, the confidence. Undescribable, man. Two words. Charlie Zelnoff, man. Greatest of all time. That's the only way to describe it, man. Once in a lifetime. The GOAT. It's been an honor.